This is A State of Energy, along with Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt, Mr. Tom Attack, Tommy the Battle Cat. We're having a great time out here at the 2022 Western Propane Trade Show and Convention in Reno, Nevada, at the Reno Event Center, and we have a very special guest. A very special VIP guest. If whatever other letters we can throw in there, that's how important she is. Her name's Bridget Kidd. Senior Vice President of Industry Relations for Propane, for PERC, for the goodness of that sweet gas. Now, Bridget, now you're responsible for leading and executing all propane industry-facing initiatives. Does that mean that's why you have to face us right now?
That is. That's why I'm here, only because of that.
Excellent. Welcome to the State of Energy.
Thank you.
Where are you from, Bridget?
So I currently live in New Jersey. And I have been there
And you don't know about Aqueduct?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not like really big into horse racing.
Okay.
Any sort of racing of anything. yeah. So I live in New Jersey. I've been with PERC for 10 years.
10 years?
That's
a long... Are you the longest person that's worked at PERC?
No way, man. We have people who've been there for 19, 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm new.
Okay. Well, wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So tell us why propane is great.
Well, I mean, I think propane's great for a lot of reasons. But one, what I like about my job in working in the industry is all the people, right? So we talk
a lot.
Yeah.
We are fun.
This crew, especially. we talk a lot about what differentiates propane from other energy providers or utilities, and it's always the people. And so I started at PERC running residential and commercial business development and kind of moved into this role because I have a background in association management. And that's what I love.
What did you do before PERC?
I ran builders associations in the Philadelphia area. I was a lobbyist for a little while, worked for the Realtors Association.
She's got stories.
And now you're what, the top dog at PERC?
No way.
No?
No way.
Wait.
You, no, but I'm happy to be
Tucker Perkins
there.
Is walking up for some reason.
I mean, you're pretty important, though.
Hold on. I am happy to be at PERC. I love working at PERC. We've got a good team.
We like working with you, too. You do such a great job in supporting our smaller groups. But you guys got such a big job to do. You have a lot of people to please. The propane industry, consumers, your job is pretty demanding.
It is. And I think that the expectations, as they should be, are very high because we're dealing with other people's money. And what Joe Rose said, I don't know if you guys watched or heard the LP Gas dinner at the Southeastern Convention, but I thought he really eloquently summarized what I love about this and what I think our role is, and it's a role of service to the industry, and whether that's in creating a future for the industry through commercialization and product development or ensuring that we have a safely trained industry, right? Yeah. And kind of anything in between. It is a big responsibility because we have a lot of people depending on it. Because there's not really anybody else doing this work. But we can't do it without a successful industry that's willing to participate.
And that's super important. You have to have the buy-in from everybody. You just can't come up with some type of messaging program or messaging idea and not have everybody else invested into it. Mm-hmm. And we've seen PERC grow over the years. This is your 25th year.
She started
as
when
the
she
council.
Was seven.
No. This is the council's 25th. Is it's your 25th
it
anniversary?
It
right?
is.
So over the last 25 years, I've been in the industry for almost 30. Then I've seen a lot of change, and I think the new campaigns and the new messaging that you have out is outstanding. And we've seen changes from the propane energy guys and the wood and the electricity guy. You remember those commercials from the 2000s? Mm-hmm. They were great. And then we went from that to Blew the Dog. Blew the Dog died quickly.
Yeah, I wonder why.
And then we went to Clean American Energy. Mm-hmm. And now we've got the latest and greatest energy for everyone.
That is true.
And what's your give us your rundown on what you got going on with the Energy for Everyone campaign and why this is so exciting for the industry.
Well, I think, and I agree with a lot of what you said about this path that we've been on and the trajectory that we've been on. And a lot of times at PERC, we want the industry to buy into what we're doing, of course, for all of the reasons. But there are going to be times where we have to have the industry trust what PERC is doing at a national level. And I think the transition from Clean American Energy to Energy for Everyone is the perfect example of that, because it really puts propane out front and as a part of the energy conversation, where there are members of the industry who don't. 2 years ago, this was not on the radar, and this was not something that they wanted PERC emphasizing. Today, I would argue this is our biggest opportunity as well as our biggest threat. And what in my role, I want to make sure that we have the appropriate tools and resources and training and to get buy-in from the industry, because we have to have every single member of this industry telling that story so that customers continue to want to buy propane, manufacturers want to continue to make equipment that uses propane, and that those who are regulating businesses and consumption include propane in the conversation.
That's Bridget Kidd, and she endorses this message. You're good. You're real good. You know this, Bridget.
She's got to dance around the political side.
She's doing
side,
it like,
you know,
a Russian ballerina. It's amazing. It's like watching Rich Strike kind of move through the horses at the Kentucky Derby. It's going right, just navigating. Now, and something that you mentioned when we started talking about is the people. And I'm relatively new into the industry. I'm 3 years in, learning more all the time. Everybody I meet, that's it. They're so great. The people in this industry, it's phenomenal.
They believe in what they're doing. It's not an emotional, it's not an like electricity, like it's not a fantasy of, oh, one day we're going to have a clean fuel. They already know it's clean. They already know it's here. They already know it's profitable. They're here for multiple reasons, but they believe in what they're doing.
Absolutely. And I think they're a vital part of the communities that they operate in, right? And so we have so many people, maybe it's a second or third generation, or maybe it's not, maybe it's a larger company, but they're employing people in these communities. They make a difference in that community. And we just need everybody to talk about that more and talk about the important role that not only propane plays, but the people in those communities.
And we have plenty of propane to go around. It's not like we're limited. We actually consume only half of what we produce. The other half we're selling to China or somewhere. I don't know where it's going. Where's it going? Do you know where it's going? You don't want to tell us where it's going.
No.
It's not going here, though.
No, it's not.
There's definitely an opportunity. There's a huge delta there that we can take advantage of.
Our consumption if we needed to.
Answer this if you can, because again, I've got watching my 3-year trajectory and seeing how things have evolved in the propane industry. It almost seems like, you know, even though there's so much pushback with the current administration because of what they think that needs to be done, that's what they're doing, but it almost seems like it's only a matter of time. It seems like the propane industry is about ready just to really, explode. Mm.
There's a lot of cool stuff coming. What are you most excited to see that's in the future for propane? Because there's a lot of things like that Cummins engine that comes out next year. There's other, you guys are way more in tune with new stuff than the average guy.
Well, I mean, I think there's two things that I'm excited about. One, on the more tech heavy and future applications, the CHP and microgrids are an incredible opportunity for us. And I think, you know, the Cummins engine and the use of autogas, all of those things are incredible opportunities today, right? And then in the future. But what I'm most excited about, I think about my life, all the time we're worried about the electric grid going down, right? A storm comes through New Jersey, we have all above ground power. You know, now I don't have power for 3 days and it's a nightmare. And so I get equally as excited about the opportunity for propane today in a regular residential application that you can keep your lights on, you can keep your refrigerator going. I don't have, you know, my kids are entertained. I can still do my job. They can still go to school. We have these huge examples of winter storm Uri and hurricanes and wildfires and all of these places where propane is the hero. But we're right there every single day.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like everything in Texas.
Okay, propane the windmills, saves the day.
Yeah, it's like the propane's, you know, on the white horse, the knight coming in to save everyone.
Right.
That, you know, are all living high and mighty. And I'm coming from a state, California, who in our genius governor, I know you can't say anything, but I'm going to. is, okay, you know, we're all electric cars by 2035. Okay, let me ask you this. What do you know best about the California electric grid? Mm-hmm. What does it do best? It starts fires. Okay? But we're going to go all electric, and nobody's addressing the grids.
And the problem with what we're talking about here, though, is if you only relied on propane to save the day, it won't be here to save the day. We have to include it in the mainstream mix of alternative energies, or else it, as a backup, we're done.
It does. No, we it have needs to be a part of a well-balanced
we
plan.
We have to stay right. in the whole general mix of clean energy.
But I think that's the opportunity, though, also going back to the industry and the strength of the industry, is that you have all this kind of three-legged stool. You have your company, you have your associations, whether that's NPGA or your state association, and you have PERC, where we can all, if we need everybody engaged, and we need everybody, you know, committed to having the conversations with their own customers, with their own regulatory bodies, with whoever it may be, and speaking in this unified voice so that it isn't just the backup fuel,
yeah.
Right? It is part of mainstream.
And we need everybody's energy. Help to do that.
Everyone.
I can't right. do it on my own. You can't do it on your own. We need complete.
Bridget might be able to.
She
Bridget,
I can assure you I cannot. I can assure you I can't.
And that's why we need everybody's support. And if you like the new campaign or you hate the new campaign, you got to get involved, and you got to support the industry.
It's a great industry to get into right now as well. If you're
right.
thinking about, you know, a lot of people are thinking about what they want to do with their lives with the whole COVID thing, reevaluating what they want to do. The propane industry is a tremendous opportunity, going
right.
to grow
yep.
by $50 billion yep. in the next 5 years.
Right. Right. I mean, and there's a low barrier to participating with this messaging campaign. You don't have to go do some big media buy, right? You need to just become familiar with the language and how to incorporate that language into your conversations and gain that confidence to maybe start sharing on your social media. Maybe you start incorporating it into your local campaigns.
And you've produced so much information, so much different assets that somebody can use in their own business, and it's all available free right from propane.com.
Right. Correct. And there's training on the resource, on the learning center, excuse me. There's assets on the resource catalog. We've even been hearing tremendous feedback from individual companies who are incorporating this message into their workforce outreach, right? Yeah. So the younger generations are really interested in working in an environment that's saving the environment, right?
Yeah.
Or at least participating in cleaning the environment. And so any way we can get people to participate is important and worthwhile.
I like going on the propane kids so I can do the coloring.
That's great,
fun.
Too.
It's fun. I like to color.
You can color, too. I mean, we really do it all. Yeah.
Bridget Kidd, Senior Vice President of Industry Relations with PERC. Thank you very much for joining us in the State of Energy.
Thank you for having me.
We have one big question. I mean, we are in Reno.
Yeah,
what's your favorite table game? You've been playing blackjack?
I don't get on gamble.
Don't lie. I saw you last night. Do not lie.
I don't gamble.
Okay.
It's too intimidating. You just lose all your money so fast.
She's Bridget Kidd, and she endorses this message. Thank you for joining us on the State
Thank
of Energy.
You.
Are you going to share this on your social media?
All but the end.
We're going to tag you in LinkedIn on it, so it doesn't matter.
On LinkedIn, I will. Yeah, sure. Heck yeah.
Okay. We got
what about SnapFace and InstaChat?
You were talking to the wrong person. I can barely get my computer to turn on, so.
Okay.
On
I'm
any
kidding.
Given day, if we can do that, that's a success.
Excellent. Bridget, thank you for joining us on the State of Energy.
Thank you.